This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. Anthony, I think as I'm, again, in the studio that doesn't have air conditioning, you're in the producer studio that doesn't have air conditioning, I think we should make the fans a part of the show. Right now, they're like, I got one like underneath there. There's another one blowing. I mean, it probably feels better blowing in my face than blowing in my back. But I feel like we should just put all the fans on camera and just like look like we're in some kind of asylum there. Anthony's showing the people on YouTube. There, he's got one there. There's the big one in the corner. That looks like a whole HVAC unit fell out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times. So it's a vibe check Tuesday. Honestly, vibes are good, despite the fact that there is no AC. Like, it's actually not that bad in here. I do wonder if I could close the door and how it would feel. How does it feel in there with your door closed?
It doesn't feel, I mean, this fan is literally blowing air right at me. So I'm like, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, like I feel kind of cool right now. Like if I close the door, or I can't tell if Russell's looking at me for, like, can Chris Russell hear my voice right now? I don't think so. Which is very different, as discussed an hour ago, than when he does the show and people can hear him at all the different hallways in this entire state. Oh, Anthony is now, he's coming to close the studio door. Bye, Anthony. He's closing the studio door, and now we can say all the mean things we want about all our colleagues. Just kidding. We're going to be very nice. I would like Anthony to go back and... Anthony, I need you to do the show! Get back in there! Talk Chris Russell in a break. Not during the show.
Chris was heckling me, man.
Yeah, just ignore him.
He said, you realize it's hot in there, right? I said, yeah, I think Craig is okay, though.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's just, like, some things as a radio host that you don't do, and doing a show with the door open is one of them. That's just kind of how I feel.
So how do you feel now that the door is closed?
A little stuffy.
Okay.
So we might just have to suck that up for today and as many other days as we have the show and no air conditioning. All right, so with that, today the Burgundy and Gold scrimmage went down at Commanders Park in Ashburn. I think this is overall, I like this idea from Dan Quinn, especially, Anthony, considering the lackluster performance in the preseason. Like, he talked about how upset he was with the level of competition in that game, how... they just didn't play with they didn't bring the play style, the physicality, the want to, all the things that are signature of what it means to put on that burgundy and gold jersey these days. And I think giving players a chance to do that with a message that that's what we're going to be about, and putting like Bobby Wagner is out there and Sainer still is out there popping Luke McCaffrey, To have the juices flow and to be like, who's going to show up? And I think it also is an opportunity. Like, look, You got to make sure you protect your teammates. At the end of the day, these are not your actual opponents. These are your teammates. You have a responsibility to not mess up their availability. And so, like the Saner still hit on Luke. And what was the other one on the sideline that got a lot of attention? Noah Igbinoghene hit somebody.
Oh, he hit C-Rod.
Yeah, that's who it was. It was C-Rod. And there was like a bit of a skirmish. There wasn't a huge, like it was a bit of a kerfuffle. There wasn't like punches thrown or anything, but like DQ stepped in and was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. In a way, the guys, and like I put Noah Igbinoghene in this category. Noah Igbinoghene is not an amazing NFL football player, but like he does play. There's a reason Dan Quinn keeps him around and he's played for DQ in multiple places. Like that dude plays hard, really hard. And a guy like Saner still, who's a young leader on this team, like, him being like, y'all going to come to play or not? Like, that makes sense to me. And even though I don't love that their hits were hard enough that it put guys at risk, I do like the intensity that they bring. And I think what it does is it separates the guys who are playing like that and bringing that play style very clearly from the ones who are not. So if you see that and you're like, oh, we're going to bring it like that, you either get on board or you're like, oh, no, I don't want to play. I'm not about that life. And you're not. And DQ's going to see that. And so will Adam Peters. And your name's going to be on the wrong side of the cut list, depending on just how good you are. But if certainly if you're someone that's on the fringe, and there's a lot of this roster that is, I wouldn't say there's a lot of this roster that's on the fringe, but there's certainly a high number of guys that are either on the fringe or trying to establish themselves as worth playing in real games with real snaps. I do like this environment that they created today as a bit of a separator on the guys that are about it and the guys that aren't. And I think guys like Sandra still showing up and being like, I'm about it, shows the leadership in a weird way, because you also have guys like, I think Luvu was on one side of an argument and, you know, Wagner was on another, where it's like, you know, hey, we're going to go. Like, this how it's going to be. And then I think it was Frankie, who's like one of the most violent players on the team, that was like, that's your teammate. You got to protect him. So I think all of that, honestly, is good, because it shows like a fight, a competitive fire, a respect. Like, there's elements of all the things that you need to come together in a large locker room. And thus, I am a big fan of what they did today for those reasons. Nevertheless, it's a way to mix up the monotony of training camp. And we know that training camp is hellaciously monotonous.
Yeah, I mean, do you also just think it served as a wake-up call just for, like, everybody? Like, the season's going to be here sooner than we know. We don't want to come out the gates slow. We want to come out the gates hitting hard, you know, running full speed. And the performance that, you know, we put out there on Friday just wasn't indicative of what we are and what we hope to be. So let's, you know, switch up the tempo a little bit. Let's go full throttle today. And then also, you know, let this be a tune-up for our next game against the Bengals in Cincinnati, and let's go out there hitting. Everybody's probably going to play against Cincinnati, and let's have that same level of intensity that we had today against our teammates on Monday as we prepare for the season.
Yeah. One, yes. Two, I think there's actual additional benefits to that, to what they did today, right? Like, it lets Cliff and Joe be head coaches, and it lets guys like Tavita call plays. Like, there's a lot of benefits to stretching everybody's imagination, but it's also in a way like kind of cross training. Like, obviously the players, you have that intensity element that's good. You know, if you're Cliff today and you're a head coach, like, you get to see what it's like from Dan's seat. If you're Joe, you get to see what it's like. If you're everyone else is like kind of getting bumped up a rung on the ladder, or you have more responsibilities than you typically do on a day, like, it's going to give you a different appreciation for what your job is and a different perspective on it. And so it's a chance for, and then on the player level, guys to play with different players. You know, if it's always the ones or always the twos, yes, there's some cross-training depending on the group. But, like, how often does, I'd have to go back and look at the rosters to give an example. So if I say two players that wound up being on the gold team together or the burgundy team together, forgive me. But, like, how often do Kane Medrano and Bobby Wagner get to be on the field at the same time, right? If Luvu's on one side and Wagner's on the other, by nature, those two guys are playing with some guys that they normally don't play with. That's good. One, because it could happen during the season if someone gets hurt. And two, it gives you a different perspective. Like, if I'm Kane Medrano, I'm valuing my snaps playing next to Bobby Wagner. I can learn something there. And so I think that, and if I'm Bobby, I'm not taking anything for granted because I'm now playing next to a rookie as opposed to Frankie Louvu. So it's good for everybody to cross-train, get some different reps, get some different looks. And I think we are now getting to the point with the Bengals game and the back half of the preseason that it's time to start preparing for week one and, like, okay, less cross-training, more let's get cohesion amongst the group. But these are those final chances to do those kinds of things, and I think it's really valuable on top of just the intensity that I talked about and you talked about, where it's like, what does it feel like when the juices are flowing? And they got the chance to experience that today. When we get back, though, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about the team in general? We're just a couple weeks. Let's see. Today is the 12th, so we are basically 1 month from the season. In fact, are we 1 month exactly from the season today?
Isn't the first game like the 8th?
I think you're right. The first game's the 7th. So we're less than 1 month to the season, where the Giants are at a Northwest Stadium, 1 o'clock on Sunday, September 7th. So how are we feeling about this club? We know the first loss in the preseason was ugly on the scoreboard. We got the Terry situation floating out there. You've seen all the reports from the scrimmage today and all the other things that you've been consuming all camp long. So this feels like a really good time for, like, just a true, genuine, how are we feeling going into the season vibe check. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. Your call's next on The Hoffman Show. The telephone number to call this fine radio program is 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I will also tell you real quickly before we dive into our Vibe Check Tuesday, you will not want to miss the show tomorrow. You definitely do not want to miss the start of the show tomorrow. That is all I'm at liberty to say right now, but you will definitely want to tune in tomorrow to start the show. And before I talk myself into more than I'm supposed to stay right now, I'm going to keep things moving. So tomorrow, don't be late. And if you are, you better catch up quickly.
Can I be late?
No, you cannot be late tomorrow. You cannot be late tomorrow. Craig, move on before you say something you're not supposed to. Ready and go. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. Commanders hold the burgundy and gold scrimmage today. And a good point by our guy Ford in the YouTube chat. He reminded us, Anthony, that we have not just a game coming up on September 7th, but because week two is Thursday Night Football, 30 days from now, we'll have two Commanders games under our belt.
Okay.
Because they have that week two Thursday Night Football. So with He's that, quick. Yeah, let's go to Jack. Jack, with less than a month to go to the season, how are we feeling about the Commanders on this Vibe Check Tuesday?
Hi, Craig. I feel like I shouldn't be this nervous because we have JD5 and all that. But I just feel like the old saying, you practice the way you want to play, kind of makes it a little bit concerning that we haven't seen the starters yet, and I know we'll see them more this next preseason game, but I have an analogy that I don't know if it makes sense or not, but I know that the NFL has put the restrictions on padded practices, and the Players Association is in favor for, you know, less intense practices, less violent practices to avoid injury, but if you were a NASCAR driver and your only practice for driving in NASCAR races was parallel parking, or if you were a surgeon and your only practice was doing the game operation, I just don't see how you flip that switch so quickly. So, like, for example, if we do majority not padded practices and not taking people to the ground and not getting to work the full ability to block and tackle and all that, how are we supposed to suddenly adjust and ramp up to 100% intensity when the games come, if that makes sense.
No, it does, and I would say the surgery analogy is probably a lot better, but they also don't let people practice. Like, you don't get to practice surgery on, like, patients. That's not a, like, it's, right. They use cadavers and things like that, which I guess in this very, now we're twisting the analogy probably far more than it needs to be twisted. Like, you've got your bags and your things that you do. And I think there is an argument to be made about, like, the quality of the game and how much it suffers and the risk and the reward. And, like, actually, would the game be safer if you practice some of this stuff in a controlled environment in the preseason? What I would say to that point of it, Jack, though, is everyone in the entire league is in the same boat. So there's no competitive advantage or disadvantage for the Commanders not being able to practice this stuff because nobody else is either. I think the key, and Dan Quinn did a really good job of this last year and I think has done a good job of it overall, even if it didn't show up in the preseason game against New England. And I think we can talk about some of the other reasons why that score got so sideways in a second. But he keeps a really high energy. He demands a certain level of attention to detail and intensity and like integrity to the job that will help this team in the long term. But I, like, on your largest point where you started, Jack, I also feel like I shouldn't be this nervous about this team because of Jaden, because of the people in charge that I trust. But it just feels like there's a lot of stuff that isn't in the place that we were hoping. And that obviously human nature means that you're going to be a little uneasy about it.
Yeah, and I know we didn't have our strongest performance week one last season against Tampa Bay, and it seemed to, things finally seemed to click when we got to the Bengals game. And I just hope that we're ready for Giants come week one, because we may not have too many games where on paper we look clearly like the better team, and that might be one of them.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. Obviously last year, Jack, thanks for the call. Last year with Tampa, you had Jaden never having played an NFL game before, and his learning curve was so tremendously fast that by week three, he's playing awesome. And, you know, moving forward, it's just, they didn't even punt for like 2 weeks. And this year, going into week one, he obviously has that experience, and I think he'll be just fine. But I just wish, like, you wish the Terry thing was settled. You wish some of the other receiver stuff was settled. You just wish you felt like you knew, but that's also the nature of week one. You know, it's one thing if you are the Chiefs a couple of years ago and you win the Super Bowl and you bring pretty much everyone back. You've got Mahomes, you got Kelsey, you got this, you got that. And just, you kind of know what you're going to be. Even to an extent, teams like the Bills, like, you know a lot about what you're going to be. I guess they've got some questions defensively. Baltimore, you feel like you know what they're going to be. But I think the NFL, you know, the not for long is not just about player careers or other things like that. It's also nothing is ever in place for that long ever. And it's a constantly changing, evolving league. And once you think you've figured things out, someone gets hurt, someone figures it out and becomes better, someone gets benched, whatever the circumstances where things just tend to change. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Let's go to Curtis the Sigma. Curtis, you're on the Hoffman Show.
How you doing, Craig?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
All right. I was telling Anthony, I feel pretty good about him. You know, I do have a level of concern, but it's not a big level of concern. I think they'll be a better team than they were last year, but I don't know if their record will be as good, because there are a lot of good teams in the NFC. And I just hope they get the Terry McLaurin thing resolved, because I don't want them to get off to a slow start, especially with us playing Philly so late in the season. When we get there, I would like to have a shot at the division when we get to those last three games, you know, playing Philadelphia twice. And that's a concern. If we start off slow, you know, Philly could run away from us. But other than that, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I hear you, Curtis. I appreciate the call. And obviously, I think it's real easy to be like, hey, it's early. And I think you have to be able to have two thoughts at once. One, those early games count in the standings the same as the late ones. Like, a win week one against the Giants counts the same as a win week, whatever it is, seven, I think, that you're at Kansas City on Monday Night Football or whatever week that is, right? All of the games in the standings count the exact same. If you want to say the division games count double in that you can give, you know, your top opponent a loss, like, I hear you on that, but they're all one of 17. Your form, if you will, is something that is going to evolve over the course of the season. You are going to constantly be trying to get better. You don't want to peak too early. You don't want to be playing your best ball in September. You just want to play well enough to win. And you have to be able to, I think, hold those two thoughts at once. But if you were to drop a silly game at home against the Giants, for instance, in the opener, that against a team that you just flatly should beat because you come out flat, and that sets a bad tone, that obviously puts you in a hole in the standings, that's not a good thing, to say the least. 301-230-0980 is the phone number on a vibe check Tuesday. Very simple question today. The truest, the purest of vibe checks. How are we feeling about the Commanders going into the season as we are basically dead halfway through training camp? Let's go to John in Columbia. John, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
No, thank you for taking my call. My grandmother would call you a jewel without a price. It's a great show.
Wow.
Let me just tell you, I feel just as good about the team as I did at the end of last year. I didn't enjoy the Eagles' loss, but we were there. You know why we were there? Because we learned how to win football games. You don't just sign up. You don't just sign players and win football games. You are taught to learn. You have to learn how to win. You have to manage your losses so you can improve. And that's what we've done. I've got the utmost faith in this coaching staff, the offensive and defensive coordinator, and the players. I feel really, really good without a hint of reservation at all. We are good to go. We're good to go. I won't sleep on the Giants, though, because I know what we have to do. The Giants have an outstanding defensive line. I won't sleep on them, but I do believe that our offensive coordinator and our number five, get that ball out quick, and we can roll. Thank you for taking my call. Hail to the Commanders.
Thank you, John, and thanks to your grandmother for hypothetically saying that nice thing about me, even though John was just, I think, using his grandmother's language to say what he thinks.
That was the ultimate compliment.
Man, my heart is fluttering right now. Whatever John said, that's correct. That's 100% correct. No, I think that if you can maintain the optimism through the topsy-turviness, credit to you. Because I actually think that's probably the correct take. It's probably a clear-eyed view to be like, you know what? These guys are pros. They've got it under control. But I think always, like journalistic nature, you never want to ignore stuff. You just want to put it in the right context. So I don't want to pretend like the Terry thing or some of the other turbulence this team has faced isn't something that could derail them even minorly, maybe majorly, probably minorly, because then you don't want to get caught flat-footed and by week two be like, oh, we should have seen that coming, right? So you're just kind of like, just pay attention to that thing over there. Make sure we don't run over that nail in the street and flatten our tire. We know the nail's there. I wish someone would pick it up. But by the same token, I don't think you want to get too far ahead of it and be like, guys, we have a flat tire. And it's like, the nail is a mile away. Just relax. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. We have your calls, or Anthony and I are going to hold a draft that had something to do with today's Burgundy and Gold scrimmage next. So really up to you. Ring us or don't.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Still to come on the show today, Ben Standig in half an hour. An hour from now, Don Van Natta, ESPN investigative reporter. Oh, man, he is like a pig in slop right now, waiting. If you didn't see yesterday, John Gruden won his case against the NFL in the Nevada Supreme Court, meaning that that case where he is alleging the NFL leaked his emails to get him fired from the Raiders because many of those emails contain terrible things, including some about Roger Goodell, that can go to discovery. And if you don't remember all the details, the emails that those were pulled from were from the Beth Wilkinson investigation into the Commanders. Like, many of those emails that got him in trouble were sent to Bruce Allen. So are we about to learn more terrible things about Dan Snyder and just pour dirt on his grave, if you will? We will talk to Don about what he thinks is in that, why this is happening, and what's next for Gruden and the NFL coming up at 5:30. Right now, though, we continue on a vibe check Tuesday at 301-230-0980. Let's go to our girl, Mill. Mill, what's going on? Thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show. How are you feeling about the Commanders a month away from the season? I'm good, Mill.
How you doing? Hey, thank you for taking my call as usual, Craig. I'm feeling really good about this season. I know the Terry deal will get done. I'm not really worried too much about that. I know Adam Peters is going to really do whatever it takes to make sure Terry is well paid, well compensated, and everything. I just really want him to at least try to get into somewhat of this offense, even if it's the last preseason game or I don't know. But I think he'll be ready as well. But I'm very much looking forward to the defense, this newly revamped defense. I was telling Anthony, just seeing how we couldn't stop the run last year and just looking forward to, the Johnny Newtons and, Frankie Louvu and even Von Miller just kind of having that added twist to it. And at the same time, having these cornerbacks, Amos just been having a lot of praise during this offseason and training camp. And as well as seeing Jeremy Reeves, I heard he was taking some snaps with the ones. And so, I'm just looking forward to the defense. And I know the offense is going to deliver, but just definitely looking forward to this newly revamped defense stuff, Craig. But thank you so much for taking my call, sir.
You got it.
Enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
You as well. Great call as always, Mill. I am actually, Anthony, very much looking forward to the defense as well. I think because of how much of a question mark it is. And the fact that I think some of the answers they have are good. There are real questions, but I also think there are actually real answers, which leads us to an activity that I thought of 4 minutes before the show, and I'm kind of embarrassed that it took me until 4 minutes before the show to think about it, but I'm excited for this. Anthony, I think it's time for us to have a draft.
Let's do it.
Because the Burgundy and Gold scrimmage today was, they had to split up the teams. And so I thought it would be kind of fun if we could draft our own teams. Because, whether you're Cliff or I'm Cliff, at you're Joe or I'm Joe, we one of us is burgundy, one of us is gold, we can just draft our own teams. So how are we going to decide first pick here?
We could rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Sure.
I can see you.
I know.
You can see me too.
I know.
All right, here we go.
All right, you're on shoot, just to be clear.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
All right.
I can't see your hand. There we go. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, hey. So you get first pick.
You know where I'm going. At five, I trust JD.
Yeah, that's the obvious one. Okay, thanks for doing the easy one. Also, I'm like, do I have a pen? Or are we writing this down somewhere? You got?
I'm putting a sheet together.
Okay, I got docs open, but things aren't the computer. Whatever. The point is, the second pick of like who is the next best player on the Commander slash who would I want the most for an intra squad scrimmage is kind of fascinating. I think. And also, hold on, real quick. Should have said this. This won't affect your pick because basically, no matter the circumstances, JD is the number one pick. It's like Terry and the injured guys available.
They weren't available today, so no.
Okay, so Terry's not available. Okay. I think I'm going to go Bobby Wagner, which I don't think he's the second best player on the team necessarily. He's not far, but I also, like, if I'm thinking about, okay, you got Jaden, I want, like, my team captain on the other side, I think I'm going to go Bobby.
All right, you're going Bobby. I'm leaning on my offensive attack. I'm going Laremy Tunsil.
That's what I thought you would do. Okay, I am going to take away your safety blanket then. I'm going to take Zach Ertz, which I think is a pretty fascinating thing to think about. The fact that I, with my first two picks, if I'm doing a Commanders, like, burgundy and gold draft, I'm taking a 34-year-old linebacker or 35-year-old linebacker and a 34-year-old tight end. Two positions is not necessarily known for their value in drafts at ages, not particularly known for drafts, but like if I'm building a team to beat you, which is really what this is about, then I'm taking away your favorite target. I'm getting either Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson, whichever quarterback I eventually take. I'm getting them the best target on the team that's available. And I've got the mastermind of the defense on my side.
I like where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, I would too if I were you. You probably have the two best players on the team.
With my third pick, this one might surprise you. I'm going Trey Amos.
That feels aggressive.
Oh, overdraft?
I think that's an overdraft.
It's okay though, Craig, because I have a plan.
You have a plan. Okay. So in Formula One, I can't believe this is where my brain just went. So like in Formula One, if there's two cars from different teams that are leading the race, right? Let's say it's McLaren and Ferrari. If the Ferrari or if the McLaren pits, often the Ferrari will follow to do what's called covering them off. Because they want to make sure that like the new fresher tires. With the strategy, doesn't matter. It's called covering off. Basically, whatever you do, I'm going to do to make sure that we're on the same strategy. There's a part of me that wants to take Marshawn Lattimore because of that, to cover off the corner position, to know that I'm not going to get stuck. However, I think there's enough other players that I could look at. Or is there? No, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to cover off. This, if we put this draft without context on social media, we would get shredded for this. Marshawn Lattimore.
You stole my pick.
Okay, I'm now glad I did it.
It's all good. With my...
Also, not doing a snake draft is really screwing me.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly chasing you. I am this is for the five people that listen to the show. Actually, more than five. A lot of people watch Formula One. I am definitely the Ferrari here. I'm just in second place. You are definitely the McLaren.
What do I want to go here? Okay, you went Marshawn. I think I'm going to go Quan Martin here.
That's not a bad pick.
I'm going to go Quan.
That's not a bad pick at all. However, I don't think it's the optimal pick. I am going to go...
Go ahead.
I still think Daron Payne's the best defensive lineman. I'm going to take Daron Payne.
I like it.
And I think that's a good value pick.
I like it. It's okay, though. Now I'm going Mikey here.
Oh, that's a good pick. I'm kind of annoyed at myself for that one. No, I'm not. Deron was the right. Deron was a good pick.
Deron was a good pick.
Mikey, that's a great pick out of you. All right. I know that I need someone to anchor my offensive line. You already took Laramie. Sam Cosmi's ineligible because he's hurt. Give me Biadasz.
Ooh, hey, that's a hell of a pick, Craig. Dang.
We'll go one more pick each, take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish it up. We'll see if we can get an entire starting lineup for the both of us.
Dang, man. All right, here we go. My next pick, Connerly.
Wow. You went with the rook early.
I'm going with him. I think I really could have waited on him, too.
Yeah, I think.
I felt the pressure.
Yeah, but the pick is in. The pick is in. All right, I am going to go with, I'm between two guys. I'm going to go with Debo.
Okay.
I'm going to say Debo Samuel. If I can get him, now I have a veteran center. I have Zach Ertz. I have Debo Samuel. I'm putting together an offense that's got some good, easy buttons for either Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson. Oh, I still have Marcus. I get Marcus.
Marcus didn't participate today.
Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson with a pick later in the draft. Okay. That's like half of our teams. We're going to see who winds up with it. Then maybe we can make like a poll or something on the internet and we can have people vote which team will win. We can also screenshot this and send it to Ben Standing and be like, Ben, which team is going to win? Because Standing's joining us at 5, Van Notte at 5:30. We got a pick 6 at 6 coming. We're locked and loaded here on the Hoffman Show. First, before all that, a look at what's trending.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
It's the first and who knows, maybe last ever burgundy and gold draft. We gotta see if Dan Quinn does this scrimmage thing again next year. It's the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Ben Standing in 15 minutes at 5 o'clock. The Commanders held an intra-squad scrimmage today. So Anthony and I took it upon ourselves to try to draft our own teams to see who would get the best team. So Anthony, I'm now trying frantically like create a spreadsheet. Because that's how my
I got one already.
Can you share it with me?
Oh yeah, my bad.
That'd be very helpful. because now I can stop creating this one and, you know, I can do it. Anthony had the first pick. He took Jaden Daniels. I went Bobby Wagner, actually, second, because I was like, let me get some Jaden Daniels kryptonite. Also took Zach Ertz. Anthony's got Laremy Tunsil. So
I just sent it.
You did. Excellent. Anthony, hey, and he shared a file with me. He sure did. Yeah. Phone, that's me. Look at my face. All right. It'd be really cool if I could get this on. Oh, but you did it. You did it pick by pick. I was going to try to create a spreadsheet of by position. That way I could see what I needed. I was doing more strategy. See where the holes are. See where the blank spots are. Whatever. This will work. We're smart people. Anthony, who you got?
Javon Kinlaw, sir.
Oh, you went Kinlaw. Okay.
I'm playing with me, man.
All right. So Anthony's team is currently Daniels, Tunsil, Amos, Quan Martin, Mike Sainer still, Josh Connerly, Javon Kinlaw. I've got Wagner, Ertz, Lattimore, Payne, Biotish, Samuel. And that leaves the guy that I wanted to take next to. I'll take Frankie Louvu.
Oh, my God. What a pick.
You kind of just forgot about Frankie Louvu.
Me too.
I'm saying you forgot about Frankie. I did not forget about Frankie Louvu.
I did. I'm over here looking at the roster too, and
I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Oh, there he is now.
Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. How about that?
I'm that was a great pick. After that, Mr. Craig Hoffman. This gets tough. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going back to the trenches. Give me Andrew Wiley.
Okay, that's a smart pick. I like that. Let's see. I've got him. Now I'm doing my positions to make sure that I don't mess things up here. I've got those two guys. I've got him. I feel like I probably also should go offensive lineman, but I don't feel super strongly about any of the guys that are left. Like, am I really going to go Nick Allegretti here? No, I'm going to take Brian Robinson. I take the guy who's probably the best available player.
Okay. Hey, look, I love that for you. After that,
Now we're getting into backup land, except for
now we got some starters out there still.
We got a couple.
Give me some. I'm trying to figure out if I want an every down defensive lineman or a situational guy.
This is tough.
All right, give me Dorrance.
Oh, that's a good one. That's someone I think I kind of forgot about. I'm going to go Johnny Newton, and I'm going to hope that Johnny Newton has a good year. But I think from an upside talent standpoint, he's probably one of the better guys on the board, unless I go pure situational.
And now that you have not taken my other guy, give me Von Miller too.
Yeah, I guess that's probably smart. All right, I'll cover you off on the DNs. I'll take Dietrich Wise.
Okay.
Oh, I probably should have just waited on that.
Who was your guy that you took after Wiley?
I took Brian Robinson.
Oh, Brian Robinson. I didn't write that down. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I got some pieces over here, Craig.
So do I. We're running out of pieces. That's kind of the point.
After that, I don't have any linebackers. This is bad.
Yeah.
So I might have to go small. Give me Will Harris.
Dang it. That was literally the guy I was about to take.
Give me Will Harris, sir.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. Well, son of a gun. Son of a gun. All right. We can play games. I have some positions that are just really strong. Give me Austin Ekeler.
Oh, okay.
I was going to do something else with...
Hey, look, I'm not worried, man. Groupings,
but we're going pony backfield, bro.
Hey, look, I love that for you.
And I got Samuel. I hope that I'm Cliff. Because if I'm Cliff, we got the creative juices over here to do some stuff. Overcome the fact that we're starting not Jaden Daniels.
You're right.
I don't have an offensive line to do anything of it with, but We got the skill positions covered.
Yeah, you do. You need a quarterback that's going to get them the ball. Here we go. After Eckler. All right, I'm going to go Luke McCaffrey. I do need a receiver.
Yes, you do literally need a receiver. Well, then I'll take Jalen Lane. I think I just got the better receiver.
You're taking Jalen Lane?
Yeah. So I've got Debo and Jalen.
And I got Luke.
And you got Luke.
Noah didn't practice today, right?
Nope.
Terry didn't practice today, right?
Nope. That's why I was like, I'm just take Jalen Lane and mess up your day.
Yeah. So, thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
All right, my next pick, I'm gonna take my guy Bill.
I thought about taking Bill, but I was like, Eckler's actually the more prudent pick.
You already took him, so I'm like, I need a running back. Let me get Bill.
All right. I'll take Jonathan Jones. Now taking a backup, I need another starting corner. And Jonathan Jones provides real depth at that position.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I'll take Jonathan Jones.
I forgot. I could have moved Mikey to the outside, you know?
You could for the point of the scrimmage.
But you just took Jones.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go Ben Sinnott here. I'm going to give my guy a chance.
Not a bad pick. I thought about going I'm not going to say that. I'm going to Percy Butler here because I need safeties. I don't have either of them.
Okay.
And I feel like definitively
Jordan McGee didn't practice today, did he?
He did not. You're really by leaving me Wagner and Luvu, you really put yourself in a bind.
Yeah, like can we trade? Can we trade one player?
Yeah, you want to give me five?
No. Negative. Who am I gonna put next to Kinlaw? You got DeRon. All right, let me get Eddie Goldman.
That's a good pick. I probably should start filling out this O-line with something. I'll take Trent Scott and I'll put him at left tackle because I literally don't know what else I would do.
Yeah.
Because you got Wiley. Wait, you got Wiley, Connerly, and?
Yeah, one of them's playing guard.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
I got a blank spot at right tackle. I literally don't know who's going to play over there. If we're going based off who we think is going to make the 53, I am literally out of dudes. Also, it would be John Bates at that point.
Are you sure you don't want to trade? Are you sure?
I mean, would you trade me Wiley for Luvu?
Yes.
Okay, I would do that.
All right, Ben, say no more.
Well, Wiley for Luvu. Hold on. Wiley for Luvu and a pick swap. I get the next pick.
Okay.
All right, I want Medrano.
Okay. That's smooth. All right, here we go. We got Luvu. We in good standing now.
All right, now I'm in a place I can live with now. I was in deep trouble.
Who'd you say? You said Medrano?
Yeah, I got Medrano.
Okay, so now I'm chasing you.
Yes. Gotta get the pick swaps in, bro.
All right, let me get he didn't practice today.
Who? Coleman?
Bobby Price.
No, he didn't.
Dang.
Yeah, we're running out of players. And we got to start moving because Ben Standing's coming up in 5 minutes.
Are we taking specials?
I mean, we're like, unless you want a guy that also plays specials, but we're trying to, nah, we're trying to get an offense. This is a scrimmage.
I'll just take KJ Osborne.
Okay, that fills that spot. All right, I got Nick Allegretti playing left guard. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I guess I'll take Michael Dieter to play my center.
Dang it. He didn't practice. Give me Tyler Owens.
That's a good one.
So I got Butler and Owens at safety. I'll live with that. I guess you get Revo then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take Revo.
All right. I'll take Noah I at corner. And I need a D lineman, a right guard, and a quarterback.
You took Tyler. Oh, I took Noah I.
No, I took Noah I.
Oh, I got Reeves.
Yeah, you got Reeves. Your pick.
Let me get Ja'Cory Brooks. So I'll take.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit of a reach, but the coverage is beer over here, receiver.
Yeah. On the D-line, on the edge, I guess I'm between two guys. I'll take the pass rush juice. I'll take Jacob Martin.
Jacob Martin?
Yeah, it was him or because Javonte Jean-Baptiste is out, it was either him or Jalen Holmes.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of, my squad's all right.
All right, I'm going to take Cam Arnold as my other linebacker.
All right, because you have to. Who is available for me to play right guard? Julian Good-Jones?
Yeah.
All right, sure. And then who's your pick?
Yeah, I'm missing a left guard.
So Anthony's got left guard. Whoever's next in the rotation, I've got Josh Johnson at quarterback. And then I think our teams are complete.
Oh.
So I've got Johnson at quarterback with Robinson and Eckler, Samuel and Lane, Ertz, Scott, Allegretti, Biotish, Good-Jones, and Wiley. And then Wise, Payne, Newton, Martin, Wagner, Medrano, Lattimore, Jones, Igbinoghene, Butler, Owens.
It's not bad.
The Wiley for Luvu trade really...
It helped me a lot.
It helped me a lot, too. I had Babushka on the offensive line. That's not even a proper use. I had Bubkis on the offensive line. My Yiddish is backwards. Anyway, the point is, that was fun. I enjoyed that. We'll see if we can get a screenshot of both teams to Ben Standing and see who wins our scrimmage. Or maybe I'll ask our boss to come down. He's floating in the hallway. Who won the scrimmage? When we get back, Ben Standing, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.